week, Concertina Praga, Czech Radio's prestigious international competition for young musicians, has just announced the winners of this year's event. The aim of the competition, which was established back in 1966, is to search for talented young musicians all over Europe and help them embark on a professional career. Ruth Frankova reports. It was with this haunting music by Alexander Scriabin that 15-year-old Russian pianist Anastasia Vorotnaya won the overall prize in this year's Concertino Praga. She was one of 18 performers from 8 countries to take part this year. The participants competed in 4 disciplines, piano, violin, cello and classical guitar, which regularly alternate each year with woodwind and brass instruments. Concertino Praga is an anonymous competition, with the jury listening and ranking the recordings without seeing the actual performers or knowing what country they come from. One of the members of the jury this year was the world-renowned British cellist Raphael Wallfisch.
It's the first time I've done that, and I was very afraid that it would be impossible, because we're usually so affected by seeing people and their effect on us as performers, visually, and the kind of atmosphere that they can create. So listening to a recording is a little bit cold way of assessing things. It's a healthy thing to do in a way, because especially if the age, because sometimes one is over impressed by very young age and so on. But luckily it was clear, and in most cases we seem to agree as a jury.
With the ever-decreasing interest in classical music, Raphael Wallfisch says competitions of this kind are very important because they give young musicians new opportunities.
Music and competition are not natural partners, sport or ballroom dancing maybe or something like that, but because music is, everybody has a different opinion, and also if you are a winner, so-called, at an early age, it doesn't mean that you're the winner for the rest of your life, necessarily. There is no such thing in music. It's a constant development until you can't do your art anymore. But it's a fantastic incentive for young people. I think it helps interest in the public. People like a competition. They like to see success.
Czech Radio will record and release a CD by the overall winner. The laureates of Concertino Praga, accompanied by the Symphonic Orchestra of Czech Radio, will also perform on the 20th of June at a special concert in Prague's Rudolfinum. My thanks to Ruth Frankova for